boy Jay-Z.
It's your homeboy T-Pain.
This is what I am.
Tabu Luwasha.
This is Apple the App.
Fergie.
And we the Black Eyed Peas.
This is Click Radio.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Nothing. Okay, I feel like I can't hear us very well, and I don't have my headphones on. I should probably put those on.
There.
Can you hear us?
Testing.
Testing, testing. 1, 2,
yeah,
three.
I can hear.
4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 12.
Yeah.
I count good. Wow.
I count good.
I count real good.
So,
Taylor's turn.
So, funny story. Happy
a friend.
Person.
A
anyways.
Friend.
So I was talking to that person. I was like, yeah, when are you coming back? He said, oh, I'm coming back this time. And I was like, oh, you're going to miss school because I've been at school all morning. And so is Leandra and all this afternoon.
Longer.
And so it feels like Thursday to me. I don't know why. So I keep thinking tomorrow's Friday. So
party time.
I'm like brain dead. I'm just like, oh, well, because he's like, oh, yeah, tomorrow's Sunday. I'm like, I would.
Tomorrow's Sunday, and the next day's Monday, and then after that's Tuesday.
No. Well, see, I don't know.
And
I'm so
and then
smart.
There's Wednesday and
I'm so
Friday.
Smart.
Friday does so not come
just
after
sing
Wednesday.
Sing the Friday song and you'll get it. The next day's Saturday, and after that's Sunday.
That's like, okay, so for the musical we're working on right now, Little Women, my friend Laurel and I had to build this gate, and we spent our sixth off building the gate, and there's this girl in Little Women who gets scarlet fever and goes blind and mm-hmm. eventually dies, but
way to ruin it.
That's not the whole story. That's not
she
even, like,
could have gotten better.
Okay, fine, she got better.
She got better.
Okay, shut up. Anyway, so we built it. And it was a little, it's very crooked and, like, kind of retarded. So, we were like, well, back then, in the time period, they didn't really have exact measurements. So, it's just time period. And then somebody was like, that's a lie. And we were like, fine, Beth the dying girl built it. You can't say anything now, will you, huh? You're gonna make her feel bad. You're gonna kill the dead girl who's already dead.
Way to be.
It was funny.
Way to be. Okay, you keep talking while I take a drink, and then I'll tell my ex story.
Drink, Taylor, drink. Drink, Taylor, drink. Drink, Taylor, drink. She's going to choke on her water now, and it's going to be... Aw, she didn't choke. You're welcome.
I just got to get my...
Her story.
Hello,
her storytelling
allergies.
Vice.
Seriously, this is how I'm itching my nose.
Her storytelling vice. I can talk.
Okay. Oh, my allergies have come back to... me and it's not fun. Anyways, so one of my ex stories. Which one should I tell, Leandra? I have so many of them.
I've been there in a long time ago. Where did
you're
you
so helpful over there.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay, so what ex story should I tell?
The happy one. You don't really have any good, like, you have good ones, but, like, they're all weird.
They're not weird.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so
Taylor dated this guy and then he died at the end.
What?
No.
Since when are you writing my life story, woman?
Since I made it up myself. I'm like Joe.
Hey. Canada.
Canada. Welcome to Canada. We don't know how to sprekenzy English.
Oh,
yo, Oblo.
Half-slappy, really? Half-slappy.
Half slapping, yeah, that was good.
I am not in... Okay,
you're
take
half
a
slappy.
Breather, my half slapping.
That's like the other day when we were driving away from my house, and I had a headache, and I was like, I should have grabbed some ibuprofen. Except for instead of saying I should have grabbed some ibuprofen, I was like, I should have grabbed an in.
Yeah, but I said...
I should have grabbed an...
Half slap. What? I don't even know. Okay, I gotta think of a good ex story for you guys.
Where did you come from?
I have a good one. So, I was going out to dinner.
Don't trust me.
And this is my first date, mind you. Like, this is the first time I ever went on a date with
this
guy.
Which one are you telling?
And so, we go to Noodles and Company.
Oh, jeez.
And we're sitting there, and you know, he orders my noodles. He even paid for my food, which I love it when guys do that. But I always bring money because I don't want to be like some smoocher. Anyway,
some smoocher.
So we're going
to
sit down,
snog.
And there's this wasp, and he decides that it's cool to bother us. And so he's flying around, and this kid jumps up with his napkin and starts slamming the table with his napkin. He was missing the wasp. It was like, he was hitting it with his napkin, trying to like flail his arms, and everybody's looking at us, and I'm just sitting there going, do, do, do.
I am not here.
Do, do. I am not on a date with this one. And then, okay, so I was like, okay, no big deal. Dinner was a mess. Now we're just going to go to a movie. So we walk out the door, and somehow all of his friends just happened to know that we were out on a date.
Ha ha.
And so all of his friends are there.
This part,
and this person walks up to him, and she's like, well, this person's upset. You should go talk to her. And I'm like, okay, now I'm thrown into an awkward situation. So I'm standing there with all of his friends watching me. And they're like, oh, hey, Taylor, how's it going? I was like, I'm good. And they're like, oh, you're attractive. Why are you dating him? And I was like, oh, well, I don't know. You seem pretty nice. And they're like, oh. And they all looked at each other, and I was like, well, this is awkward. Who am I dating? So then we go to the movies, and I was like, okay, well, that was weird. Let's just go to the movies. We're going to sit there. We're going to watch a movie. Never been to a movie with a guy, so we were sitting there. And it was a good movie. I never held his hand, though, because, I don't know, I was a wimpy nerd, and I didn't get around to that. But, so we walk out of the movie theater, and his dad and his sister, who I didn't know at the time, and now I love her and adore her, and she's amazing.
Alex, if you're listening, I love you.
Yeah, we love you, Alex. Anyways,
very much.
But his parents happened to be at the same movie we were.
Neon Bible.
And sorry, apparently they were, like, sitting around us, and I was like, oh, well, this is a little awkward. So it was just an awkward date. It was just bad.
That's awkward.
And 4 days later, what happened?
She dumped him.
And then, guess who I just broke up with?
Zip. The same guy. Again.
After
Leander was like,
I
are you sure you want to date him again?
Okay, just so you guys know, I did not dump him because of the date. I dumped him because of him as a person.
Yeah, and it's not my fault she dumped you if you're listening. You're just dumb. Yeah,
seriously.
I said that on air.
Seriously.
Ha.
And he... Okay.
Way to give me the cold shoulder.
Stop, okay? We broke up like 2 months ago. Just leave me alone.
Nice to know you appreciate it.
Nice to know you love it. And, okay, yeah, he just... he's...
Okay, so while you were telling that like fun little story, I found this song by Arcade Fire called Neon Bible.
A neon Bible.
Yeah.
That'd make church more fun. Billy, what are you looking at?
Neon Bible. Because I was looking for neon trees, which, by the way, if anybody like who can control the music over here is listening, we should get some more neon trees. Sorry, that was a car, and it just really, like, I don't know.
That's not a car, Leandra. That's a motorcycle. Wow. Like, I was thinking of...
It has two wheels and handlebars, but it's not a bike.
Just like
goes,
Sketch McGetch behind us today. Sketch McGetch. Anyway. Taylor was driving in front of this guy, and we named... Oh, Taylor, you might want to look at my status. Anyway. But, what was I saying? I'm just being some Kesha here. That's Gaga.
Oh,
anyway, what was I saying? I forgot what I was saying. Thanks.
Just, okay.
What was I talking about?
Let's start.
Neon Bible.
Something about the neon trees. Neon and if you trees. Don't know
oh,
the neon trees,
if you're listening, you can control the music over here. You should get some more neon trees because neon trees are amazing.
Wow.
Like my favorite band.
My flip-flops
anyway.
Are poking me in the ears.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Did you look at my status yet?
No, hold on. You know what? You just continue on with your story, and I'll focus
well, that
on
was
Facebook.
My entire story. I'm out of story now. You just need to look at... Okay, just go look
okay.
at my status.
I'm going, listeners, to look at Keandra's.
At Keandra's. That's my... Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. This is
wrong
going well.
Wrong key. Leandra and Renee.
Becca, I love you, too. I would write that, but I'm kind of lazy. I guess I'll write it, too.
Oh.
I love you too, Becca. B E C C A.
Oh.
Smiley face.
Well, I didn't mention any names.
We didn't give out any names, Becca, so it's all good. You probably don't count that, but I count it. We didn't say names.
We should just go to music and think about words in the English dictionary.
We're gonna write ourselves a script real quick. So I'm gonna play the Neon Bible song. Here is Arcade Fire. I don't know. It's either Arcade Fire by Neon Bible or Neon Bible by Arcade Fire.
One of the two.
Only God knows.
Just listen, and if you have a real big problem with it, Google it.
Here
GTS,
you go.
Man. Google that stuff.
Yeah, that's definitely what it is. Here we go.
GTS.
Yeah, here's the song.
All right, we'll be back soon.
Alrighty, Taylor's on the phone with her father right now, actually.
.org.
Yeah, she's trying to get her dad to listen. It's kind of awkward. But, yeah, I could tell you guys a story, but what kind of a story should I tell? I know lots of stories. Once upon a time, there was a mountain and a princess, and Taylor's giving me a funny look. Oh, okay. I'll tell you guys the story I was talking about. Taylor Swift dipped in the glitter toilet. So I was walking into school with one of my friends, Allie, and we were talking about how Kesha is basically Taylor Swift dipped in a toilet full of glitter, and you just flush it. And I thought it was pretty funny. Unique. I like it. That's what I call her now. I don't call her Taylor Swift or Kesha. It's glitter toilet people. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Kind of, I guess. Not really.
I'm back. Sorry. I was... Oh, no! Taylor's coming back! Everybody run! What did I do?
I don't know. I'm just making fun noises. This is fun. You have no idea.
Well, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. That's right. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hey, we didn't tell them our positions yet. Yeah, we did. We told them last week, but let's tell them again. Hey, so...
Our positions for what?
For Little Women.
No, we just told them like 10 minutes ago, honey. I'm stage manager, and she's assistant stage manager slash booth manager.
I feel special.
You should...
Round the applause. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'd like to thank my lovely...
I'll fucking kill you!
Way to be. Way to be.
You're welcome. I know you were waiting for that.
Click Radio hits the streets.
Oh, that's weird. I didn't know what that was.
Well, that's...
I don't think I was supposed to hit that button. We're not really hitting the streets. I just was... I don't know.
Run out to the street over there.
Let's
just,
run to the street! Can I bring my mic with
me? Smack the paint. I'm hitting the street! Nothing's happening!
I'm gonna turn us down because we're
yes,
a little
please.
Loud.
I'm trying.
Anyway, I know. It's me too because we're both like spaz-tacks.
Spaz-tastic.
That's my word. Homebrew. I don't know what I'm reading now. That's a fun noise.
I didn't do it.
Okay, so this is the sound effect that Cody's actually played for me before, and I know what this one is.
What is it?
It's a really awkward sound effect. I'm going to play it for you.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. It's about a second long.
Do it.
You'll listen, and you'll do be it. Like, what the crap? And I'll be like, yeah.
What?
Ready?
Go.
Set. Go.
Oh, oh, oh.
Ew.
Yeah, actually, it's a mixture of, like, two or three different sound effects all, like, mixed together to do that.
Really?
Yeah. And Cody played that for me the other day, and I was like, are you kidding me?
Awkward.
You recorded that? And he was like, no, it's sound effects mixed. And I was like, oh, thank
okay.
God.
Yeah. That's awkward. Way to make the situation more awkward.
Way to use the F word a lot.
Hey.
Yeah, sorry. I'm
hey.
Like, it's a sound effect. I can't help it.
You know... My shirt doesn't look too happy over there on the
couch.
Oh,
yeah. Her shirt is currently sitting on the sex chick. Okay, that sounds awkward. She's wearing another shirt. She was wearing, like, a quarter sleeve shirt, I guess, is what it's called.
Yeah, it's like a quarter sleeve American
shirt.
Eagle shirt. It was on sale at Marshall's.
Yeah, anyway. And our studio is, like, burning up. So she took it off so she could just wear her tank top because it's really hot in here. And it's, She took it off, and she tossed it on the sex couch, and I was like, are you sure you want to put it there? And she was like, I don't even care. Now she's looking at it going, oh, I shouldn't have put it there. She's going to have to go home and wash it.
What was I saying? Emily is talking to me.
Okay, I'm going to minimize Facebook so I'm not distracted as easily. I'm so distracted. What's another? I have another ex story. No, actually, I don't.
No, you don't. I don't either.
No.
That blew over.
We could talk about crushes.
Yeah, we could. I like a guy, and then I like another guy, but I don't know which one I like, really. I never just like one guy.
I always have, like...
I always have, like, a backup.
Like a backup? That's awful. Well,
no, like, it's not like that. Mm-hmm. It's more of, I don't really know exactly what I want yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know exactly what I want. You know?
This chair is spinning.
Dork. And anyway, yeah, so I like two people. But I don't think it's going to work out with one of them.
Okay, Leandra and what? I are just about to use our crazy languages right now.
We don't have
is
crazy...
Is he as he is he?
Yeah, you suck at this game.
Okay, hold on. I gotta think about our code language. Is he...
Code Asian.
Huh?
Code Asian.
Code Asian.
Yeah.
Code Asian. That'll give it away.
I just said it over air. you realize that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody else messaged me.
Anyways, so is he railroad tracks near?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
That one?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Because I just don't know.
Yeah.
Because that but he's kind
of. How about Dream head. Boy?
Dream Boy? Dream Boy is very attractive. I'd tap that.
So it's my dream. Anyways. Yeah,
we have really weird dreams.
Yeah, we really, can talk really about those. Weird dreams,
yeah.
Do you want to tell your...
Which one?
Your cinder blocks cat one.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I fell asleep. And I had this dream. And in my dream, I was at my school, kind of. And I was with Taylor and our friend Emily and another friend of our... Well, no, it was just the three of us, I think, at that point. And our school, we were, like, we're hanging out. And Kira... Oh, hey, Kira. And I got distracted now and forgot what I was saying.
Minimize your Facebook now.
Yeah, I should. Let me behave myself. Yeah, okay, so, and we were going to, like, a prom thing, but it was, like, a Halloween-themed prom, so we all had to, like, go in costume, kind of, but not really. And so, my friend Taylor and my friend Emily, like, went up to the catwalk, which was made of cinder blocks, conveniently. So you had to, like, climb up the ladder and, like, throw yourself onto this pile of cinder blocks and try not to fall off. And so they get up there, and I get up there, and we're talking, and I'm like, hey, Emily, are you going with so-and-such? Which was her boyfriend, and I'm not going to say the name over here. And she was like, no! Oh my god, we broke up! I can't believe you just said that to me! And she, like, completely goes berserk on me. And, like, if you knew my friend Emily, she's totally, like, really chill and, like, would never freak out about anything like that. And I was like, I'm so sorry, mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. And Taylor's like, wow, way to be a brat. Except for she didn't use that word. And I was like, and then they were, like, really mad at me and, like, stormed off and got all mad. And then I was wearing this, like, really weird dress. And it was kind of short. But, like, not too short. But anyway, and so I was like, oh my gosh, wow. And so I, like, climbed down. And I was walking around and I was like, oh my god, my friends are mad at me. This sucks. So I went and found a dress for, like, the prom thing and took it back to, like, this changing room thing. Mm-hmm. And then I went back down and I'm climbing down these stairs and this kid that I really like, he looks at me and he goes, oh my god, and just starts crying and runs away. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh god, what did I do now? And so I'm, like, running after him and he, like, goes into his classroom and I, like, walk in and I'm like, can I talk to so and such? And they were like, yeah. And so I'm like, hey, what did I do? And he's like, well, I can't believe you would defile yourself in that way. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, that dress you're wearing, I can't believe you'd wear something like that. I mean, you're a beautiful girl, and I can't believe you're going to wear something like that. And then he was like, yeah. And, like, when Becca wears stuff like that, I can't believe it. Yeah, Becca, she talked about you. I don't know. But, like, it was weird. And then he was like, yeah. And I was like, well, I'm really sorry. I'll never wear anything like that again, I guess. And he was like, okay, well, I'll see you tonight, babe. And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, we're going to dinner and prom tonight. And I was like, okay. And so, like, I walk back, yeah. And then I put on my dress, and then I go to the little thing, like, the building, and it's kind of a church. And it's all Halloween maze thing, and I walk in, and Taylor's there with my friend Emily, and they're both like, hey, where have you been? We haven't seen you in so long. And I'm like, okay, I guess we're friends again. So then we walk back through this maze, weird maze, and we get to the room where the dancing is, and Taylor started dancing, and I started dancing with this guy, and it was lovely. It was a very, very nice end of the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep, that was my entire dream.
That was a long dream.
Yeah, I have long dreams.
Yeah.
They have specific plot lines, and then Beth dies.
My dream was, I had a couple buddies, like, up at an Aspen, Colorado, and we were apparently having our prom up there in my dream, and so...
Ooh, I love this story. This is an awkward story, but it's hilarious.
I was rooming with Leandra and such and such.
Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah. Leandra and such and such.
Leandra and insert name here.
Oh! Pawnee! Anyways, so...
lame.
We all had to share one bed, and it was very awkward, because we were all supposed to share this one bed, and so I'm like, poor well, this is awkward, and so her and such were laying there, and I was like, well, I guess I'll just go to prom then, because those two just are laying being weird together, so not weird in that way, but, like, weird. So we... Apparently, there's no way to get out of the room except through a window. So I crawl out this window in this blue dress that I adore. And I crawl out and I go to the dinner. And apparently, I was dating such and such. Sorry, I would give you names, but that'd be no. Anyways, I was dating such and such numero dos, which Leandra probably knows. Anyways.
Wait.
I went to... So
it was...
the 1 and 3. 1, 3, 5, 7. 1 and 3 are the same, but 2's different. Come on. Okay, I'll tell you afterwards. Anyways.
Wait. Is it... Lib kid?
Lib kid.
Liberty kid?
Lib kid.
Lib kid that isn't... Recent one?
What? No. Oh, yeah, that... Okay, we got this figured out. This. Anyways, I was going with so-and-such, and I was like, okay, well, this is awkward.
I remember this now.
Yeah. So, I was like, well, this is kind of weird, and he's like, well, you know what? I've just realized that how much I loved you, and how much I still love you, and I was like, well, okay, but...
Insert Joe Jonas here.
Yeah, so... I'm like, okay, well, whatever, I'll just go to this thing, you know, no big deal. It's still going to be kind of awkward since it was so and such. And so, Joe Jonas, I don't know how he wound up in my dream, but he bursts through the door and he goes, oh, you're cheating on me. How dare you cheat on me? I have sexy eyebrows. And I was like,
weirdos.
It's not my fault my brain dreams this. And so, he's bothering me. And he's like, well, I can't believe it. And I was like, well, okay, you know what? I'm just going to go back to the hotel room, okay? I'm just going to give up on both of you. I'm leaving now. And so I crawl through the window. And Leandra and her so-and-such are in the bed in their prom in tux dress wear.
That's Oxford.
Anyways, but you weren't doing anything bad. You guys were just laying next to each other. Jeez, I say two teens in a bed, and everybody's like, oh my god. Anyways, so they...
How cute.
So, they put this wall down between the bed, and I'm just laying there. I'm like, you know what? This prom's awful. I just wish that somebody would show up. Well, Joe Jonas burst through this random door that apparently existed after I crawled through the window. And he's like, I thought you loved me. How dare you didn't love me. I was like, go away. I don't even know who you are. He's like, yes, you do. You used to be obsessed with me. And I'm like, no. And so I'm laying there. And then suddenly I wind up in Venice. Did I not tell you the second part? Oh.
No.
Well, I wound up in Venice and going to this masquerade ball in Venice.
No, I remember this now.
With this so and such, and it was good. It was really good. So the dream ended well, but the whole climbing through windows to get from point A to point B was just strange.
Yeah. You're a freak. I think the weirdest part about those dreams is, like, we both had those dreams while we were laying in the same bed sleeping.
I know.
Like, one night when I was staying at Taylor's house.
Weird. Well, why was it? Never mind. So those are our weird prom / I don't know what just happened dreams, so. Okay, this rubber thing right here is really entertaining to play with. I don't even know what it is.
When you said rubber thing, that kind of sounds like something you wouldn't want to touch. No. Anyway,
way to be.
I'm going to cue up some music.
It's stuck on my finger now.
Ow! Ow! She can't get it off.
Where did it go?
Cue up some music while she finds out her rubber thing.
Where did they go?
So here is Bulletproof by LaRue, followed by Animal by Neon Trees.
Bye, guys.
Hopefully.
We'll be right back.
Yo, yo, it's cracking.
Lady Gaga.
Kelly Clarkson,
Jason Derulo,
Britney Spears,
Taylor Swift.
You're on. Click Radio.
Whoops, we were gonna talk before that song, that little tidbit, but forgot to put it on manual DJ. Anyway, that makes no sense to anyone who does not know anything about running Click. Wow. So I'm looking at my Facebook right now.
Mm-hmm.
And on the right side of my page, you know how they have like all those like weird advertisements?
Mm-hmm.
There's one and it's called Batter Blaster. And it says, love bacon? Check out what we're whipping up. Hickory smoked bacon flavor blaster batter. Batter Blaster. Find out more because I want bacon batter. Don't you want some bacon batter? Just like
that sounds awkward.
It's like spray cheese that you have at your house. It's like
bacon. Ew.
Yum yum yum.
Ew.
Eat me some.
Oh my gosh. I love you, bacon. Kiddo. So she goes, haha. So sleep. Let Leandra do the show while you sleep on the sex couch. And she draws on your face.
This is
I
Emily?
Love you, Emily. Emily. I love you,
Emily. Emily.
Emily,
I love you. You're funny. Funny, funny girl.
Okay, so let's talk about something.
Like what?
Mm.
Men.
No. Men.
I don't like men. Actually, I do.
I think
I don't.
The funny... Loitering.
Manslaughter. We need a sound effect that goes, manslaughter.
Yes. Who's the comedian? What was that?
I don't know.
It was like somebody ripped their pants. I ripped my pants. Da 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 da. F is for friends that do stuff together.
Bye, SpongeBob.
Gunshots.
He was for bye, SpongeBob. That's kind of cool.
That was fun. That just sounded like a bad day.
Okay. The way that sound effect is labeled is kind of weird. It's called pooper.
Ew.
It's just weird.
School's out. Time to go to your next class, students.
See, and that's phone ring. That's just weird. And this is school bell.
Now that sounds like you just robbed a bank.
Didn't do it.
Jeez, Leandra, way to murder everybody down the street.
I'm just going through all these sound effects.
What's
it's
another
kind of fun.
One?
Here. I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
What?
Ooh.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
Oh. Sorry.
Whatever, call you that again.
That's when you play the gunshot one directly after that.
Here we go.
I'll fucking kill you!
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
I could seriously, like, write a whole story with all these. Like, seriously, like, not even kidding. It would be fun.
I know.
Fun.
You should try and rearrange them so that you can...
Here, okay.
Okay.
Let's see.
In the morning, there was a crow.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
But he wasn't really a crow. He was a man with a machine gun.
Oh, oh, oh.
And he killed the whole town.
I'll fucking kill you!
That was easy.
Seriously, I could just, like, sit for, like, 4 hours and make stories out of these.
Yeah. Okay. Leandra, I think we should have some callers call us in for
but
something.
What?
What should we have them call in for?
Lugershara. What does that mean, Emily?
Fredrikavitka. Because we said Emily, but it was Fredrikavitka.
I didn't say...
What?
Oh, I catch your drift. If anybody has any, like, funny stories, call us.
Okay.
We'll see if we can get the we can work the phones.
Time. Okay.
We got it last time.
Yeah. So let's have some callers. 1-888-212-KLIK or 1-888-225-5545. So if you have a funny, we gotta classify the funny story though.
Yeah, it has to, like, seriously be funny. If I'm not gonna laugh, then don't bother. No, that was mean.
Tell if you us, have a funny guy
if you have
story.
A really awkward dream.
Or a really awkward dream. Funny guy story or really awkward
dream. If you
ever
have a really awkward dream about somebody who's, like, one of your friends or something, call us, let us know. Tell it on air.
1-888-212-KLIK.
I have to remember that.
We'll play some music while you guys think about it.
Thanks for getting my drift. You're welcome, Emily. Anyway,
I found my rubber.
Glad you're not having any children.
Hey, it's this stretchable.
It looks like a wheel, like a little.
Yeah, like a little
wheel.
Lego wheel. Mm-hmm. Watch it be something really important, and I'm just, like, tugging on it, and.
I'll fucking kill you!
Okay.
I really like that sound effect, and I don't know why.
It's because you like Dane Cook.
I do.
You think he's attractive.
Not really, but yeah, I do. Like Dane Cook. I do like Dane Cook. I don't think he's attractive.
Yeah, you
do. He looks like your stepdad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awkward.
All right.
Take a bite of my heart tonight. What are you eating over there, Reese's Pieces?
Uh-huh. Why? Can you actually hear me crunching?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's gross. You're a very unattractive female.
It's like that. In the... calm today.
Clear calm. We're all sitting there, like, starving because we were, like, there's a couple of us who are, like, managing the show, and, like, basically we have to sit there and, like, call cues and, like, make sure that the lights get turned on and off and mics get muted and unmuted and blah blah blah. And Taylor was on clear calm, and it was a couple of us on clear calm, and Taylor's like, I'm starving. Me too. And Taylor goes, oh, I found some pretzels. And then she starts just crunching these pretzels into the clear cum. And we're like, oh, we ate you.
They were yummy, too. They were honey salted.
I don't want to talk about it.
They were twisty, too.
You're mean.
Mm. I'll fucking kill you.
Hey.
That time I meant it.
Wow.
Not really.
Vicious today, are we?
I am vicious.
She's not in a good mood today.
Again, Leandra, really, really. Yes, Emily. For sure. Dude. Hey, I'm not saying it. Dane Cook is over here. I don't know. I don't know if that makes it better or what, but I'm not saying it.
All right. We should load up some music while they think about their funny stories.
That's a sketch house. But yeah, if you have any, like, awkward dream stories or something, call us. We'll answer the phones in all theory. You know, no big deal. But here is We the Kings. Here is We the Kings by Check Yes Juliet. No, I meant here is Check Yes Juliet by We the Kings.
My favorite song, which we always have to play.
Every freaking time.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys.
Click.
So while you're... Okay. I should give them the number really quick before you start that. Okay. The number for you guys your awkward dream stories or men stories is 1-888-212-KAIK or 1-888-212-5545. We love you guys, and here is Check Yes Juliet by We the Kings.
Sorry about my gurgly man voice.
Be back.
Click Radio will be back in 30 seconds.
I was on a lunch break one day in the back of somebody's car, and this girl goes, "Hey, have you ever done this stuff?" And there we go, I did it. And that started it. That was it. From then on, I had a problem.
Hi, my name's Caitlin, and I started doing meth when I was 15. The kind of people I was interacting with was just disgusting, and I was pretty much at these people's beck and call.
Scariest thing that I can remember, being in my bedroom, sitting on my bed, just done a ton of meth, and I felt like if I even moved an inch, I might have a heart attack, because my heart was beating so fast, my heart hurt. I did it straight for 9 months, and that 9 months took me down.
Brought to you by the Colorado Meth Project.
Right, that was a little low. Sorry.
Right.
Oh, my voice just like cracked and died. we might be getting a caller here in a minute. We'll see if we can.
If we cannot mess this, up yeah. this time.
I remember how to do it.
I'm so tired.
Me too.
That's why the show's kind of like.
Person who's going to call in, I'm just going to go ahead and put you straight on the air because I assume you want to talk. Put it on the air. That person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
As Taylor
we'll see how this works out for it.
Run, baby, run.
Dad. I think I have to push this.
One. Check, yes, Juliet. Are you with me? Rain is falling down on the sidewalk.
We should be singers.
Yes. No. Let's do it.
Never. Look, I am your father.
Just kidding.
Boom, 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 boom. Have you ever noticed that the crazy frog is totally nude?
No, I've never thought about a frog being nude.
Ding, 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 you know that song? Yeah. If you look up the music video, that frog is only wearing a t-shirt and no pants. And let me tell you, there is something underneath those pants.
That's lovely.
That's awkward.
That's
just saying.
I just didn't ever think about it. I'm not.
Have you ever seen that music video?
No, I don't like Crazy Frog particularly.
Well, I think it's the most annoying song in the world. And I think it's really awkward that he's halfway.
Have you heard the Gummy Bear song?
I
am a gummy bear, a little gummy
okay,
bear.
All the songs on Teen Nick, you know, that they play,
yeah.
Totally obnoxious.
I do like some of them for you. I like some of them for you.
Like the little bunny one?
Yeah. Never mind, our caller's phone decided it didn't like her.
Well.
That's always fun.
I have a cat.
But what did that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I'm so tired. My brain's like,
lovely.
Well, there's this, and there's this, and there's the Beatles, and there's sexy man. How are you today, Pete? You doing good? Looks like somebody barfed on your paper. Is that salt?
That's awkward. Why would there be salt on a poster?
It is.
What?
It's like somebody...
Were they, like, eating chicken and they're like, oops, I missed.
No, or they, like, sneeze all over the...
Well, how do they get salt up their nose?
Salt up their nose? It doesn't have to be salt. Not necessarily.
You just told me it was salt.
It's not salt. It's just white goop stuff. You know.
That could mean it's anything.
Well, you know, there was this one time. Yeah,
I got tagged.
And I went to the store and I bought some cereal.
You remember?
Isn't that story funny? No, it's not. I totally know it's not.
It's funny. Check it. We love you too, Emily. Thank you for promoting insert name here.
Yes, please keep promoting us because we want people to listen, please.
We'll share some of our secret tech candy with you.
Secret wink, tech wink, candy.
When we go buy it eventually.
Sixth off, baby.
Oh, we have sixth off on Monday.
We're also missing that teacher Tuesday.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, so we're getting excused from class to do a show for some fifth graders. Of Little Women.
Once again, how are you going to cut a 3-hour show into 1.5 hours?
I don't know. Our show was like 3 freaking hours long.
Mm-hmm.
All the way through.
Mm-hmm.
With like minimal error.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Cut it down to 1.5 hours.
Beth runs across the stage.
I'm dying!
I love you.
I love you too.
Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, and Taylor and I, we have the same first period. We have this teacher that it's kind of a... How do I phrase this? He's not my favorite teacher. He's one of those teachers who's like, he's mean. Well, not really mean. He's just really strict. But he knows what he's teaching.
Which
really
is good.
Which is good. So we're actually learning things. But he makes fun of me every freaking day. It's always Longworth. Oh, wow, that was awkward. Leandra. No, he doesn't call me by my first name. He always calls me by my last name. He's like, what'd you do now? I'm like... Nothing. What'd you do?
Wait a...
Yeah, I just announced my last name over the air. That was not my last name. I do not have a last name. Okay, you can type it. I might have this girl send me a message of her awkward dream story. Because she can't call in. Anyway. But yeah, and we get to miss his class, which makes me really excited because it's our AP class and we're not doing anything in there.
We should tell him what he did to... This alumni, he's probably not listening, is he?
I doubt it, too.
Well, like so there's this alumni named Alec.
Oh, by the way, Chandler, if you're listening, I love you and I miss you and you should come home. And Taylor and I slept with Stress Reliever last night.
Last night. We miss Anyways, you. So there's this alumni named Alec. And
he's a dork.
But if you're listening, you're a dork. We love him.
Sometimes on Tuesdays. Oh, no, I love him. Apparently, I'm the new him.
Whatever. What?
Yeah, according to that teacher, Sanford.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, yeah, let's tell them what Sanford did to him. So...
Go ahead, by all means.
Okay. So, Alec is running late or something, and he texted somebody. He's like, yeah, I got...
car crash.
No, he, like, witnessed a car crash.
Yeah, he witnessed a car crash.
And so... Sanford gets the whole class and he's like, you know what, we should all just text him. So like when he's trying to talk to a cop, he just gets a whole bunch of text messages. And I don't know how he had his number in the first place. Oh, somebody else in the class
did. Yeah, somebody in the class had his number. I think I know who it was.
And then they posted his number on the board and like everybody text him now. And so they all did. And he was actually talking to an officer.
Yeah, they're like, oh, are you talking to the police? LOL. And he's like sitting there talking to the police and he's like, oh God, my phone keeps going off.
Just, like, that doesn't make you sound guilty or anything.
No, not at all.
Just, like, yeah, officer, there was this car, and there was this other car.
And then the one car hits the other. Is your phone having a seizure? No, my English teacher just got my phone number.
You know what? My dad told me how a phone vibrated. Because haven't you ever wondered, like, how a phone
vibrates? I've never really thought that much into it.
Okay, well, there's something inside of it that's weighted on one side, and it spins, and so it makes your phone move.
Kind of like in video game controllers?
Yeah.
Because on my PS3, we have a vibrating controller that's, like, see-through, and it glows blue if you push the button.
That's so cool.
And it will flash blue if you push the button twice anyway. And, when it vibrates, it has this, like, little thing, and it's, like, a half circle.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when it vibrates, the thing just spins really fast.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's how a phone vibrator works, so... Just in case you guys were wondering about that.
Taylor knows weird... That was not even a word. Taylor knows weird
so
random
tired
things.
Tired right now. You guys don't even know.
Yeah.
I want to fall asleep right on this microphone. Condom. Right here.
That's my man voice.
Awkward. I want to do my grudge voice. Wait. Oh, it's not going to work.
Our eyes both get really wide and we just like
tilt
our heads. Dork. Kennard Cares.
Kennard, okay. I want to see what kind of advertising I have on the side of my Facebook. Let's investigate.
Motet at the Fox.
Motet at the Fox. University of Knee Kearney. Matador Breakfast. What is all this nonsense?
Expedia.com. I love you.
Love you, too. Hey, Expedia's on mine, too.
3-month braces, Moe's Original Barbecue. That's kind of funny.
3-month braces. Sign me up, man. I had mine for 2.5 years. Wow, his picture's really cool.
Who's?
Corey's.
Cordy, right?
You didn't know.
Oh, no. I suck at this game. I should just not be allowed to talk.
Corey. Yeah, Corey.
Corey Smiley Face.
Corey Smiley Face. That's a really cool picture.
That is a really cool picture.
You need to work on your... ...ness.
Me?
Your speakingness. It's okay. I messed up like twice last year.
Yeah. Last year I didn't mess up at all. But this one I'm just like throwing it all out there.
It's because we're tired. I didn't even know today was Saturday. That's
oh, I miss her.
Who?
Her.
Her who?
Her, Nicole.
Nicole. Pop up, pop, poker face, pop up. No, photography, photography.
Whoa,
photography, photography. I wanna take them like they do in Vogue, please. I don't even have my sheet with me.
Yeah, you're a dork.
I'm so tired.
His hair doesn't actually look like that, does it?
Who?
This kid.
This kid?
This kid.
Let me investigate this kid. No.
Yeah, I was thinking on him, like, that's definitely a wig, I hope.
Wait, no, that's how his hair really looked. Now no. My arm's got a weird sensation, like, right
here.
Oh
my gosh, that kid has the best Superman shirt ever. I don't know who that is, but he has, like, the best Superman shirt ever. I love Superman.
Batman.
We should have a poll.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so go... Okay, hold on. Let me...
She's gonna post it, because I'm just too lazy.
Okay, so here in a second, I'm going to put on insert name here, and it's going to be a battle between Batman and Superman, and it, okay, hold on, and I'm going to have you guys either like the Batman post, or the Superman post, and whoever,
everyone likes Superman, because he's the underdog,
and,
nobody ever likes
like
Superman,
one or the other, and we'll see who wins.
I'm the only person who ever likes Superman.
Yeah,
it's
kind
of lame.
The poll on my page.
On your Facebook or?
On my Facebook was working. My voice is really raspy. Did I tell you that story, by the way, of me sitting in the PAC next to our lovely Emily?
No.
Okay, so I'm sitting there. She's probably laughing right now. I know she would. So
Emily, are you laughing?
I bet she is. Anyways, so I'm sitting there, and my voice wasn't...
Yes, I did, Emily.
We're sitting there, and my voice is not very cleared, and Mrs. said something, and she was like, yeah, we need to do this, and I was agreeing with her, and I was going to say, mm-hmm, but my voice wasn't cleared out, so all that came out was... And she looks at me, and I was like, I wasn't growling at you or her. I was just trying to say, it was such an awkward noise. It's just like,
that's like, okay, so I was in the theater, like, yesterday. And we went straight to theater after school and, like, stayed till, like, 6, 7.
Uh-huh.
And so it was probably about 6, and I'd been sitting in the PAC, like, in my chair for, like, 2 hours, 3 hours. So I walk out of the PAC, and it's dark in there. Like, it's really dark in there. And I walk out, and I look around, and I go, holy crap, it's light outside. And one of our directors, she's the vocal director, Mrs. DeVries, she gives me this look. And she's one of those teachers who, like, is very into, like, behaving yourself.
Yeah,
I want to say that. She doesn't like profanities or anything like that. And I was just like, holy crap, it's
light outside.
Except she didn't say crap. She said crap. The other one.
I said the other one.
Which is like S star 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 T.
Star, 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 star. But anyway. And she just kind of gave me this look of, excuse me? And I was like, sorry. Didn't mean it.
I didn't mean it.
I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah, we don't have a lesson planned today for our show.
Boom, boom, boom. We talked about making one all this week. It just never happened.
Well, we were all prepared for our first one, and then...
And then we just kind of realized it's easier than we thought it was. To, like, come up with topics. They just had, like, a weird hiccup. Have you ever just had, like, one hiccup?
No, but I've never had one sneeze either, so...
True. I usually, like, have, like, continuous hiccups, but that time I just had, like, one hiccup.
My eyes are, like, ready to go nanite. They're like, hey, Taylor. Hey, eyes. You want to go nanite?
Did you really like Batman? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's
what
the way to do it.
What is wrong with you, woman?
Batman!
Batman is just a loner emo kid.
Batman! I love Batman.
Super. I just put my leg
Batman
on the little thing.
Batman is awesome.
Okay, so
I should get a Batman sticker for my car and just put it on the front. And
I'll never ride in your car again.
People will be driving by. I'll be like, yeah, that's right. I got a Batman vehicle.
So I just like stuck my leg against this chair and like hit the thing that makes the chair go up and down. And I just started going down. I was like, that's awkward.
You're all really short. Like, sure.
I know. I'm like craning my neck to talk into the microphone now.
Well, okay. Funny story. You know how last week my butt was sticking to this chair? I was like, oh, Leah's just going to get it now. And then her chair's fabric.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
So there's no point in that one.
Oh, bringing my chair up. Now I'm too tall. This is awkward. I can make it more awkward. Okay, that's
now
cool.
You're way too tall. You're taller than
me. I'm a giant.
You know what? Oh,
she was gonna try and beat me on tallness, and her chair just went down. She forgot to stand up.
Photography.
Na 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 na.
Wow.
Well, my mic's really tall now. I feel really short. I feel really short because my feet don't really reach the ground very well.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Both of my feet can hit flat against the ground.
I don't want to talk about it.
Give me that face. You got to remember that these people can't see your face when you're giving me that face.
Oh, right. Did I just say, I don't want to talk about it?
I don't want to talk about it.
I think that they should all be able to see our face, because our faces are just kind of funny.
Well, somebody can see our face.
Some creeper in the corner
can see
called a webcam
face.
Can see our face. Make him a funny face.
I just keep hitting myself in the head with this.
That's like today. Like, I was sitting in my clear calm box, and I, like, reached up my knee and whack! There went my kneecap, and I was like, ow, okay, I'm gonna go get a Band-Aid.
Ow, now my earrings
Superman
are
Superman doesn't have a song. Okay, Superman may not have a song, but...
Yeah, what is the song when Superman comes flying around? What is it? It's... What's Batman's? Batman.
Superman doesn't need a song because he's not as lame.
You know, but The Dark Knight was a BA movie. Just saying.
Yeah, it was.
The Dark Knight was epic. I can't believe that actor. What's his name? Heath.
Okay, so Emily says in our photography song, instead of the na 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 na, we should use click 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 click.
Oh,
but that kind of fits
photography
song and our click song. We can make a click song.
Click click
click click click click
click click click.
We like to host our shows on the radio.
Click 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 click.
I just got a text.
Oh, I know who the text is.
Talk to you guys, blah, 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 yeah.
Okay, well, we should go to some music now. Yeah, because
we're
going to
queue up some music because we've been talking for like 20, 40, 70 minutes. So here is Dark Blue by Jax Mannequin because I couldn't help it, and Taylor is laughing hysterically at me right now.
Oh, no, I'm laughing at this. Okay, anyways, you guys have fun listening to
this. This is my favorite
right
song.
Back.
Listen to it.
biggest hits on planet Earth are right here. Right here. This is...
Y'all know the name.
Click Radio.
Where is your boy tonight? I hope he is a gentleman. Maybe...
Taylor and I are geniuses.
Yeah.
We're screwed, but not really.
Good.
I'm glad. Talk, because I'm trying to respond.
Good, I'm glad. I'll keep talking. So we have our creepers in the corner over there. But they're not really creepers. They're actually pretty cool.
They're pretty
kids.
Cool kids. They're pretty cool.
But now I know that they're just going to know
everything. Yeah, they're just going to know everything that we've been talking about in here, and we've talked stuff.
We've talked likes.
We've talked about people that they know. We've talked about people that are listening to us right now. We've talked about, a lot. He's probably listening to this right now. I bet you $10 that Jake's listening to this right now. And he's probably like, oh, now I'm going to do it. I'm
like, you know what?
You know, fine. Just take it. Take it.
Just
enjoy. Just enjoy.
Watch and enjoy. I hope that you find it entertaining.
Entertain yourself. Awkward.
We might as well just announce everything. We're loud. We're both just like bright red now. We're like
I don't think I've ever been this red in my entire life. Can you hear yourself? Because I can't. Maybe I turn my mic down.
Yeah, I can kind of hear myself. It's a little.
I feel like I should be able to hear myself. Now I can.
Yeah.
I just need to turn my headphones up. Do you want me to turn yours up?
Yeah.
Give me thumbs up.
Testing.
One over. Okay.
Testing.
Sorry, we keep having to readjust because, I don't know, we keep getting loud and then I turn us down and then I have to turn our headphones up because we can't hear ourselves. And yeah, we're just spaz.
We're spaz-tastic.
What? I owe you $10. He's listening.
Hey.
We're bright red. Just in case you were wondering, there's nothing good on that video. Nothing good.
No.
Nothing good.
It's so boring. It'll put you to sleep.
Yeah, it'll put you to
completely.
Sleep. You don't want to... Oh, we suck. 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 We didn't do anything bad.
No.
No, we just have weird conversations.
That's us. Hey. So, let's pick a different conversation.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
That was easy.
So...
I'll fucking kill you!
Anyways, that's actually what happened.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling right now.
Done.
Oh, or okay. this better suits it. That kind of captures my feelings right now. It captures the gunshots.
So,
oops. Sorry. Okay. When I text or like message someone on Facebook or something, I always read things out loud.
Funny story. Hey, Leandra, you got chased out of the station last week.
Oh my gosh. That was the scariest thing in my entire life. Not even gonna lie. So, the group that comes in here after us, we're very different than they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're cool people from what
they
I,
are.
I,
they're,
I guess.
They're awesome people.
I talked to them for like 2 whole seconds mm-hmm. before they chased me out of the studio. But here's the story. So, my friend Cody, he was like, hey, I need you to do this in the studio. So, Jake just messaged me again. I'm not even going to care. Yes, I do care, but not really right now because I'm telling a story.
Keep going.
Anyway, so I came down here and I was like, do-do-do-do-do-do. And they were all talking. And then, so there's a kid named Taylor on that show, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having a war.
I wasn't having a war.
He was. He was the Taylor. And it was really dumb. read that. But anyway. So I come down here and I'm like, do-do-do-do-do. And then I was like, okay. And Cody was like, oh, never mind. And so I start heading back up the stairs. And the Taylor kid comes at me, like starts running at me. And his friend's holding back. And he's like, I just want to talk to her. And I'm like, oh, crap. And so I'm like running up these stairs in these like little tiny like gladiator sandals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like running as fast as I can. And I get out to Taylor's car and I'm like motioning her for her to like go. And like I jump in the car and I'm like, go. And she's like, what? And then about that time, the Taylor kid comes smashing right into her window, and he's like, I was born first! And I'm like, go, go, go! And Taylor's like, okay, okay, okay. So we start backing out. And then the kid comes up to her car, slams his hands on the front of the car, and holds his hand up, and he's like, wait, wait, wait. And then he ran over to the 7-Eleven, and Taylor and I were both like, okay, bye!
Yeah, we...
We, like, pulled out of there as fast as we could.
Seriously.
We're like, okay, bye.
I'm like, okay, I'm peacing out. I'm peacing out. I'm leaving. I'm running. I'm running. I'm running. I was the one with the car. And I mean, think about it from my point of view. You just see her coming, tearing down the street, waving her arms like, go, go. And I was like, what the heck?
And then I'm like, running as fast as I can in these, like, little itty-bitty sandals that are barely stay on my feet.
And then she slams the door and she's like, gas it, gas it, gas it. And I just... I'm like, what? And this kid just comes tearing up and slams his hands on, I was born first. I was like, congratulations.
You want a sticker?
I got some of those in my trunk if you really want a sticker.
Do you really?
No.
Oh, I was going to say,
I have sticky note.
Oh, well, sticky notes don't count.
Well, yeah, it was just, yeah.
Yep, that explains all of it.
It was so awkward.
It was very,
yeah. But I feel okay. I feel like I am the Taylor.
You're the cool Taylor.
Thank you.
Don't tell him I said that. If you're listening right now, other Taylor, this is the cool Taylor because she doesn't chase me out of buildings. I'm wearing little tiny sandals because that was just not cool. I was like fearing for my life. That was not cool. I was like scared for my life. Don't do that again because I'll cry. I will just sit there and cry.
We'll cry. Let's just walk up to our car and see us crying.
Anyone who is on Facebook chat with me should give me music so I don't have to play these like weird songs that Sam generates
or
for me.
Or text
me something.
Text,
because I don't really want to play something. These songs that Sam is handing me. And I can't think of anything good. But we're going to talk a little bit because I don't want to queue up some music until I find something good. Anyways. Taylor and I like men. We've said that a million times.
Apparently, everybody will know that now.
Well, yeah. The people who are watching the webcam in here will know pretty much everything about Taylor and I from, like, then on. It's gonna be sketch.
There goes the bright red again.
Yeah. sketch my getch. We're not bad kids.
No.
You won't learn anything bad about us because we're not.
No,
really...
we're not bad. We didn't talk trash about anything. No. If anything, it was
something.
Something. Like admiration. Something.
We're not bad kids. We're nice.
We're really nice. We're really chill, too. It's not like we're going to go do anything to tables, if you catch my drift person I'm talking to. Anyways, cue up some music, dude.
Dude, I'm trying to. What's a good song?
Dude.
Something by Maroon.
It was Dude as a...
Dude. I like cheese.
Do I get surf the waves,
I wonder if
dude.
We have any Jonas Brothers.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna look. Jonas. Jonas. Bro bros.
That's like Justin beat her.
And Justin beat her. Why did you not beat her?
Justin beat her in... Apparently, Jonas.
Jonas.
You ready to listen to the Jonas Brothers?
Still in love with Paranoid Pushing.
Not really.
They don't have any of the Jonas Brothers songs that I actually don't
mind.
Hate. Yeah.
What are the ones that...
They don't have any... Wow. Voice death.
Hello, beautiful.
It's How
been
about
a long time. Do-do-do.
Selena.
Selena Gomez. Why are we going all
Selena.
Disney?
Selena.
I haven't heard her new song, so you
Naturally,
should do that for me.
Who says? I think that's Who Says. Yeah.
Who Says.
I'm going to go ahead and cue up a new Selena song, because I love this song. It's like the love of my entire life. This is called Who Says by Selena Gomez in the Scene. So here it goes. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. Taylor and I made it in an executive position.
What are you talking
about?
I don't
even know. I give up. We made an executive decision.
To do what?
I don't know. Make it up.
Ah, what did I do? Come here!
Killed the man.
Yeah.
That's what I do in my free time. I kill men. That's totally a lie.
I have to
That's nice.
Pee.
That's, oh.
Okay, I should stop reading things, because when I read things, I just read them straight up out loud.
True.
And it's bad, because like, I can't text, because I read everything out loud. And I can't.
I know, I'm like, hi, Facebook, how are you, everything. Smiley face, winky face?
That's what I do. I'm like, I think that we should hang out, smiley face.
Or question mark?
What is your problem? Exclamation mark.
Hey, so, did you hear about them talking about whistling? Can you whistle?
What do you mean, can I whistle?
Can you whistle? In or out?
Out.
Really? I can only whistle in.
I can do both.
See, I can't do it out. Yeah, see, that's you. Now, just listen.
Taylor's gonna whistle now.
Okay. Oh, now I can't. Way to put my whistling on the spot. Wait, I did that to myself. Hold on.
It just dries my mouth out really bad. I don't like it.
See, I can't whistle out, though.
You just, like, curve your lips.
I know, but I learned how to do this by sucking in spaghetti noodles. That's in.
Pull them out.
That's in. See, I can't do it.
Squeeze your cheeks in.
Which ones?
Sorry, I had to go there. I keep playing with this mic because it moves and that makes me really happy. But yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness. What? I don't even want to know. I'll read that later. Do you believe in magic?
I am.
Done?
Bright red.
Yes, you are. I noticed. Jake, I think that was you and you just made Taylor like bright, bright red. I hope you said something really awkward because I'm going to read it. Was it not Jake?
No.
Oh, it wasn't Jake. Oh. Well, that's lame.
Mm-mm.
Anyway. Oh, that was loud. We laugh really loud. And now I can't hear myself because that's awkward. Turtle.
Dark bad.
Okay, so we should talk about our code.
Our code?
Our code is funny.
So, blue, red, green, silver.
Taylor and I have a code.
Yep. Purple.
Basically, we like to talk about people.
But
not in, like, bad ways.
No, it's not in bad ways. It's just, except for lime green. Lime green and green are just not happy. No.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, now I'm officially in on the joke. Anyway, we have this code and I can't even talk now. Continue. We're gonna cue up some music real quick while we can catch our breath. Here's Animal Bars by the Flow Pods.
Oh my god.
Are right here. This is
y'all know the name.
Click Radio. Click Radio. .org.
Sorry about that. That was kind of weird.
That was weird. We're gonna try this again.
Yeah, that just did not work out. We were playing that song, and then all of a sudden, it was just like, "Oh, just kidding."
And I was like, so we're gonna try and fix it.
We're gonna do that again. So here is again, Misery by Maroon 5.
Oh yeah.
That was Misery by Maroon 5.
Just inhaled Mike Condom.
Mike Condom.
You just inhaled this big... Okay.
It's fantastic. They're kind of fuzzy.
I know, my lips feel all weird now.
Yeah, because like you have to like talk like right into them. It's all weird.
Like you're...
Making out with them. As Cody so graciously told us.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I'm just gonna... I'm just going to stay out of it. That's a lie. I'm totally not going to. I'll just pretend to. So I'm going to stay out of it. Anyways.
You know what?
Taylor's...
I'm actually really happy I joined this radio station.
Me too. I think this is one of my, like, favorite things on the face of the planet right now is
I love...
I actually love being here. And
I
just,
love
like,
the people involved. I'm really
they're pretty cool.
Sorry. I love the people involved. I love the new friends I've met.
Yeah.
I love
like the random conversations we have with like random people on Click. We're just like, hey. I love getting chased up the stairs by weird people.
That's my favorite part. I love it. Why don't you? Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like we need something to talk about, like, for real to talk about.
Charlie Sheen is annoying me.
I think Charlie Sheen is a good actor, actually.
Yeah, but he annoys the crap out of me. Did you hear his show was really bad?
Which one?
The...
His live show?
Yeah, his live one that's going on tour right now.
Well, yeah, obviously. What's he gonna do? I'm Charlie Sheen. But, like, 2.5 Men, I love that show.
Hey, person.
Love, love, love.
I'm gonna try and make you catch a drift again.
That was easy.
It's probably how you're feeling right now. Anyways,
uh-oh.
Continue.
You're gonna save this for me to read, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good girl. That's another thing you'll learn about us. We don't have any secrets from each other. We just kind of... Whatever.
Well, that's okay. I mean...
What's the worst that could happen?
Nothing.
Or something.
I'm hoping the something one.
Aw, cute. You just get this little look on your face. You're so cute. I love you. Now she's really blushing. She's looking at Kesha. Hey, Jake, I think you guys should just, like, hook up your webcam so it's, like, looking through Kesha's eye. I think that'd be really freaking
funny.
That'd
be really creeping.
And just, like, we'd look up at Kesha and be like,
actually,
oh, hey, Kesha.
Actually, it'd be creepier if it was Pete Wentz, because...
Well, because you're sitting right next to him.
He stares at me all day. What do you think?
I just think it'd be really funny if, like, Kesha just, like, was looking at us and we're just like, what?
We just see her eye blinking red.
How awkward would you just... What are you...
Here, I'll talk while I'm... chilling.
Jeez. But yeah, I think that would be really funny. I think I want to do that someday. Just, like, hook up, like, a camera behind, like, a poster and just, like, videotape people.
Yeah.
Be funny. Funny, funny. You don't even...
Yes, well,
I do.
So... I still have to go to the bathroom. Should we play one last song and then come back and talk?
We have to leave soon unless, I don't know.
Well, why don't you play him a song? We'll come back, say our goodbyes to our lovely listeners, and then... Because I have to go to the bathroom, like, really bad right now.
Well, why don't you go to the bathroom? I'll just cover it and talk about nonsense.
Yeah, but
I won't say anything bad about you.
But I want to say goodbye.
You can come back and say goodbye. You can come back and say goodbye.
Come back and say goodbye. fine.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. It depends.
Wow. See, this is another thing. We're bad at deciding things.
Yeah, we suck at deciding things. But it always gets done eventually. I'm just going to play. Yeah, I'm just going to hit play. We're going to play you Florida Right Round U.S. album version. Awkward. But we're going to play this song for you.
All right.
There you go. Play. That was Best for Last by Adele. I'm not really a big fan.
I think it's cool. Wow, high voice.
I don't really like Adele that much. Not a big fan. We might try and run a little bit longer, at least
the people come.
At least until the next people come.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Just to entertain you guys. So.
We're so 4 a.m. people. Can you imagine it? After about 10, we both go, like, bonkers. It's funny.
Well, this is me on no sleep, so... I just hand out my feelings to the world.
Not usually, though.
No.
I was talking to, Okay, Okay, so this is, like, a weird question to people out there. You can call in if you want about this. I don't really think it's that important. But when you're talking to a guy, and they're like, hey, so I'm going here, or hey, I'm not going here because of this, this, and this, and then, like, just, like, walk up to you and start talking to you about, like, that sort of thing, what does that even mean? Because it's, like, this guy that, like, flirts with me. Kind of.
Oh.
And he was just like...
Code hey, that one, or...
Code that one.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
code this one?
No, not that one. Code other one.
Oh, okay.
Code dream one. I'm just going to call him dream guy from now on. But anyway, and he was like, hey, well, yeah, I'm not going to prom because of this, this, and this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, well, I am. And he was like, well, I might, I don't know yet. I might, but probably not. And I was like, oh, well, okay, that's cool. What does that even mean?
What?
Oh my God, focus on my questions, woman.
Manamize Facebook commencing.
Did you not hear the whole question that I just asked?
You just asked if what him it means, asking,
yeah, if him being like oh, well, asking, I'm not going to this because of this, this, and this.
Well, okay, here's the deal with me. If I really, truly am, like, in love with the guy, like,
then everything seems like a sign.
Then everything seems like a sign. But the other thing is, like, in the future, let's say that I date this guy for, like, a year. And that I know everything about him. And that I know nothing's going to crash and burn with us. Like, if I know that, then I'll end up going to the same colleges, and I'll flirt back and be like, yeah, totally, I'm thinking about going to that college too. I don't know if you like him that much. I don't know, it's a way to flirt.
See, I don't know, I guess, I don't know, I just don't know how to talk to that person,
because it's future and it's kind of a deal with
everything's
all
subjective, and it's kind of annoying actually.
I think, like, I never should have fun, and when the future comes and hits you, then you can,
I know, you know,
then you can, you know, figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things, because I'm like, well, okay. And then he's like, well, here. So, and I'm like, hi, let's do this. Okay. Like, our conversation today that we had in the drama office. Taylor. She is so not listening. I'm not even going to bother.
You know what? No. I'm
not even going to bother. She doesn't love me anymore. Nope. She doesn't love me anymore. Hey, we're going to ignore Taylor because we don't love her. So hey, any of you viewers out there, when guys drop weird things like that, if you want to...
Hey, Leandra. Squirrels. Hey, Leandra. Hey, Leandra. Hey, Leandra. I'm going to say that person's name over the air.
If you say that person's name over the air, I'm going to hurt you.
Hey, Leandra.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm mad at you.
Leandra loves... I will do it.
Abahadaha. Anyway, Taylor, don't. I will say who you love, too.
I don't love them. I have a crush on them.
Yeah, but I don't love that person either.
Okay, Leandra has a crush on... I will say it. You better stop ignoring me,
I will say yours right out right now. You know I'm not afraid.
Okay. I won't tell him.
Anyway.
That's a really cool picture.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, if you have any ideas on what is up with person, let me know, because that's kind of like a weird thing. I don't know. I've never understood the lingo of guys, because sometimes you're supposed to take a hint as something, but sometimes you're not, and then like, why didn't you take my hint? And you're like, because I don't speak male.
This is the thing with me. Like, I don't know if a guy likes me or not.
I don't either. I can never tell.
But a guy will always know if I like them.
That's true. Because I'm always like...
And the thing is, like, I always have a crush on one person. Always.
I usually do.
I don't ever have, like...
Okay, my thing is, okay, so I'll like two people, and then I'll stop liking both of those people, and then I won't like anybody for a while. And then I'll go back and like two people, and then I won't like anybody for a while. I don't know. I'm weird.
Mm-hmm.
Weird, weird, weird. But yeah, that's my... If anybody has any... Yeah, for that. You're welcome. Yeah. Let me know. And also, I don't even know. Taylor, what do you have that. Oh, I don't want to. No.
What did you do this time?
Not that.
What?
No, it's something I'm going to tell you off air. In the bathroom.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to have to tell you off air out of this room.
In the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because we've got creeps in here listening to us over the radio. You're not creeps. We love you. And then we've got creeps up there in the corner. And the creeps know the person I'm going to discuss.
Hey, we signed up for this. Well, I love this. I love this.
This is my favorite thing on the face of the planet.
Seriously, I look forward to it all week. I really do.
Actually, I do too. We plan it in history class.
I also look forward to something on Tuesdays, but
some Tuesdays. What's on Tuesdays?
She doesn't get it.
I don't get it. I don't. Are you going places with person on Tuesdays?
No. Think about this, Leandra. How long will it take you?
Sometimes on Tuesdays. I don't know what you're talking about, like, at all. Sometimes on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and all throughout May, and you'll always be wrong no matter what you say? Mm. Is it my sometimes on Tuesdays thing? I'm so confused.
She's so... I bet he knows what it is. I look for...
Oh! There that's you what go. You... I get it now. Anyway, we should probably, like, talk about something. Chandler's on! I love Chandler. I want to talk to Chandler. I'm going to talk
okay,
to Chandler.
Okay, well, you should queue up some music while we think of other things to talk about.
Hey, Chandler. Okay, I'm going to let you guys listen to Right Round by Flo Rida, like I was going to originally, but then I did the, hi, this is going to disappear thing. So, here is Right Round by Flo Rida.
Yep.
Radio.org.
I love to believe in.
We're back.
Okay.
Yeah, we decided we'd break our conversations off with a song. So I really don't feel like wearing these headphones, but I have to.
Do what?
Wearing these headphones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess it can get kind of...
I've been wearing headphones all day. We both have been. Well, me longer than you, but... Headphones get annoying after a while. Somebody should give us a recommendation on what to talk about, because we need a new conversation topic. We can just kind of fill the empty space, though.
So, if okay, you with me, not to mess what else? Yourself, not to mess you know what, Leandra?
What?
Do you know that... Do you remember how we became into this whole dealio? Mm-hmm. You know what? You told me about Cody joining.
I did?
Yeah. You were like, yeah, Cody's involved with this radio thing. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then, like, I listened into it.
Yeah, because Cody was like, hey, listen to this. Because I had a friend, I don't know if he does Click anymore, but Kayvon, was really cool. And he used to do it, and I thought it was really cool, and I would listen to him, usually. But then I stopped listening for a while, and Cody was like, hey, I'm doing a show on Click. And I was like, oh, that's still around? And so I was like, yeah, I'm going to listen to your show. And he did, like, the fundraising thing. And Taylor was like, yeah, I'll listen, too. So we were both listening. And then they were like, Leandra and Taylor should do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we were like, okay, let's just volunteer.
Yeah.
So we did.
Yep, yep.
It's fun. We love it.
I didn't even know you could volunteer for this. I just thought it was way cool.
Yeah, I didn't really pay attention.
I mean, like, walking in here, I was like, oh, well, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. And then I'm like, it feels more like home here now.
The studio, like, I've been in, like, a real, like, live radio studio because my mom used to do radio, like, professional radio. Like, she was in radio for, like, 13 years. And, like, I've been to, like, her, like, big fancy schmancy studio, and it was really fancy schmancy. And they, I got to sing my ABCs on the radio when I was, like, 4. And, you come here, and it's just kind of like home. It's really homey. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do feel like cleaning in here, though. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to get some Febreze and some Clorox wipes and just wipe things down. But then I think about it, and I'm like, well, just maybe next time.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's really homey in here. They've got a lot of like really cool.
I love
posters.
How it's volunteer work too. I mean, it looks really good on, applications and job applications, like applications of all kinds and flavors.
On applications.
Applications.
It's really fun too.
Mm.
at first, like, when you, like, learn how to, like, run your show, it's really confusing when it's first explained to you, because you're like, you want me to do what? But then after you get in here and, like, do it once or twice, it's a breeze.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
I think it's really cool.
We're still working on the whole faux. Oh, that was, like, me choking. The full. yeah, once you get used to doing it, it's pretty chill. And the phones, Taylor and I are still learning how to do that as best as we can. But
Okay, so I had a request from Alex, and she really wants us to talk about dumb celebrities so she can call in and talk about
us. Oh my gosh. Okay.
You know what? We haven't had any callers today. Go for it. If you're listening, Alex, go ahead and call.
If you're listening, anybody who's listening, if you have a story to tell at all, just call us. We'll
hear it. Seriously. Just call us. Dumb celebrities, boys,
and we
any
will,
topic
we
will
answer
today.
The phones, because we know how to do that.
Yeah.
And if we mess it up, we'll just be like, hey, Jake, question mark. But I think we remember how. Going to Massachusetts by the bay. Alex, call us. Love of my life, darling dear. Fun times. We should talk about... Okay, talk about something. Anything.
Talk about something?
Anything. I like cheese.
Okay.
Wow.
This person needs...
Ignored.
This person needs the number. So, I'm going to give it to you. Ready? Ready? 1-888-212-KLIK or 1-888-212-5545. There's your number, sweetheart.
Darling dear.
Darling dear. I almost did... Funny story. I called my my little brother. I was trying to call him darling, but then it wound up into buddy, so I called him Duddy.
That was really
like the guy from Harry Potter.
Okay.
I felt bad.
Because, okay, so we're going to hit... We got this. We got this. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and cue up a song real quick, and she's going to call, and we're going to get her on air. We're going to play Everything You're Not by Demi Lovato. So here's Everything You're Not by Demi Lovato.
I've been bruised and I've been broken. Can't believe G6 like a G6. I'm feeling so fly like a G6.
What up, it's yours truly, Jay-Z,
Miley Cyrus,
Boys Like Girls,
this is Rihanna,
Nickelback,
Black Eyed Peas.